peace. Be still. Words from Jesus.
The peace I give you exceeds all understanding, calms storms, and overcomes stress and worry. The storms may come and the waves may rise, and you may be buffeted and besieged on all sides, but your boat will not sink, because I am the master of the sea, and everything is within my control. I will be with you always, across the rivers, over the mountains, through the plains and meadows, and in the rain, sunshine, and wind. No matter what you face, I will always love you, uphold you, and help you. Through everything you experience, you can grow and learn new things that will be transformative. You will come to know me in a truly deep and personal way, and appreciate the gifts that I have given you. My spirit, truth and love, and how bountiful, perfect, and enduring they are. When you feel overwhelmed, take the time to rest in me. Lean on me. Take each day and each challenge as it comes, one step at a time, one moment at a time, and trust that I will supply what you need at each turn. Reality check. Many people are accustomed to moving fast and expecting quick results. What was sufficient yesterday seldom seems to be enough today, and escalating expectations spill over into what they expect from other people and from life in general. It can be a struggle to keep up with the rapid pace of change in the modern world, but the reality is that many things in life simply take time. Most problems at work or with your health or relationships can't be resolved with the click of a mouse or the push of a button. Some situations in life are challenging, and they stay that way for a time or a season. During such times, your faith may be tested, and in the process you learn patience and you grow in endurance. When problems or difficult situations drag on and you feel mentally exhausted or emotionally drained, remember that I am with you. As you come to me, I will renew your spirit and grant you the patience and perseverance you need to continue to be faithful. I didn't promise you a trouble-free life. In this world, you will face troubles and trials, but take heart, as I have overcome the world. I won't instantly remove all your problems and struggles, but I have given you my peace and faith to face adversity and the storms of life, and to come out stronger and better equipped to face the next challenge. The strength of humility. Come to me when you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest and teach you how to be gentle and humble in heart, like I am. This humility of heart is manifested in gentleness, kindness, and love for others, and in love that doesn't need to assert itself or boast, and is not self-seeking. When you know who you are as a child of God, and you ground your identity in me and my word, you can walk in confidence no matter how you are feeling. When things get busy and hectic and topsy-turvy, it's easy to let yourself get a little gruff or sharp with people, rather than walking in humility. My love is patient and kind, not easily angered, and always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. When you rest in me and put your trust in me, your strength will be renewed. Then you will be able to meet the demands that you face, whether pressure or overload at work, relationship challenges, or difficult situations, and work through them in my strength. As you learn from me by resting in me and growing in gentleness and humility of spirit, you will find rest for your soul. When you come to me, my spirit will give you the strength you need to overcome your daily challenges. Always with you. I am the source of strength, love, and life, and I am always with you. I will never leave you alone or comfortless. I will never leave you without my presence or the grace and strength to fight life's battles. I will always provide your needs. You don't need to be anxious or fearful about the future because I, the one who loves you like no other can, have plans for your future and a purpose for your life. When you choose to walk the path of discipleship, you invite me to work in and through you to fulfill my good purposes. As you make your walk with me your first priority and trust that I will work out my plans for your life, you can rest in my faithful love for you that will endure forever. More than a speck. As you take time to draw near to me through your times of communion with me and my word, I will always draw near to you and renew your spirit. When you come to me, you experience my love and blessings and my provision and power. The fruit of my spirit grows in your life in the form of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These will grow and multiply within your own heart and spread into the lives of others whom your life touches. Never think that you are just one among many, just a speck in the world, and that what you do doesn't have much of an effect on others or on society around you. You can make the world a better place in your own special way, through the things you say and do and through your sharing your faith with others. You can be an instrument of my peace, love, and goodness in the world. When you are being led by me and working in the power of my spirit, I work in and through you to accomplish my perfect plan. Faith in me. Faith is believing, hoping, and trusting. Faith is the assurance, the reality of things hoped for, the conviction and the evidence of things not seen. Faith refuses to allow circumstances or difficulties to steal my joy and peace. Faith stands on my promise that if you can believe in me, all things are possible. If you are lacking in faith in some area of your life, ask me to increase your faith, as my first apostles did, and I will not fail to provide all that you need. As you put your trust in me, you will be able to rise above the storms of life and the circumstances that weigh you down. You will be able to stand on the solid foundation of my word, knowing that my presence is always with you. My love for you will never cease, and my mercies begin afresh every morning.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.